This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with sports director Doug Duda.
Now, Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith. Skip pass knocked away, Maritska. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion is crowned.
Be big. I'll be big anyway. I'm not much of a help.
This is Apollo Creed and Rocky in the middle of the ring.
And now it's time for the best sports show in central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to a special edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from the Hilltop Hall. It is our annual Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest. As we speak, the gals are taking the dogs to the head spot where they need to be to get us ready for the annual Doug and Daddy hot dog eating championship. And we have got youngsters, we have got ladies, we have got gentlemen, and we're all glad to see them here trying their best to gouge hot dogs, which will be coming up a little bit later on in the program. Let's explain a little bit, as Big Daddy will be joining me here in just a second. He is out there getting some pre-dog information right now. And we invite you to join us at the Hilltop Mall. Folks, even if you're not eating hot dogs, there's going to be plenty of Troutman's hot dogs throughout the contest, after the contest. If you've never seen anything like this in person and you're just psychotic like that, love to have you come up. We're located right across from the Snickerdoodles location here, kind of the Old Navy entrance to the Hilltop Mall. So that's where we're at if you're looking what entrance we're at. But we're right in front of Snickerdoodles. Spencer Schubert, Dave Greek from NTV are going to be here. You're going to get to see either this Sunday or next Sunday the off-sports segment. This Sunday night, Spencer tells me, on NTV, and we'll see how they do. Last year, Daddy, the three-time champion, Pug Bertrand, was upset. It wasn't necessarily upset. He was unseated by Eric Holen, and it was very grotesque. At the end, both men. Now, again, we have to remind you that this, you watch it on 4th of July, the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. These guys are dunking Nathan's miniature wieners into water and eating the buns and doing it in 10 minutes. Daddy, we go 30 minutes. They're bigger hot dogs because they're bigger quality from Troutman's. And so the record so far, 15, which I know is nauseating to you.
It's incredible when you think about it, and if you've ever tried to do this, thinking that I got a third of the way there and basically had to throw in the white towel. I surrendered after 5 1/4, I believe, the second year we tried this. You watch those two go back and forth. It was really a chestnut Kobayashi. They needed each other, and it was one of them just finishing a hot dog last year where the other one couldn't. We understand that Pug Bertrand has not entered the building yet. We understand he's afraid. He was afraid of the competition. Eric Holen has not entered the building yet. And
the defending champion.
The defending champion, and we understand that maybe there's a grand entrance, and maybe we're a little bit worried about him. And
Skip Barry has entered the business from the Tri-City Storm, and he has already been in one eating contest this week where he was the individual champion, but his team was defeated as the Storm went up against Seth Blank and his Kearney Hub team, which you can see on the Kearney Hub website. They were eating down at Qdoba, and this psychotic, belly-full Storm radio announcer was able to put down two of the big burritos.
3 pounds, we understand.
In 5 minutes.
2 3-pound burritos. That's 6 pounds of food in 5 minutes. And
The thing about Skip is I'm amazed that he can go that long without talking. So, you know, we'll find out how that goes here as he chows down on hot dogs today. We also will have the youngest competitor in the history of the hot dog eating contest. Last year, we had a father-son combination, a 7-year-old.
The Schultes from Pleasanton area.
And this year, I believe Sam is 5. Sam Luther is 5 years old, I do believe. I'm going to have to double-check that. And he's trying to convince his brother that he needs to be in it as well. Sam is 5, Kenny? 6? He just turned 6. He's still going to be the youngest competitor in the hot dog eating contest. So we're looking forward to that. But last year, Pug Bertrand and Eric Holen
as the countdown, shoved that 15th hot dog into their gullet, and it came shooting right back out of Pug Bertrand. Not in a reversal puke fashion. It just wasn't going to stay in there. The whole dog came out, and Eric Holland took over 2 minutes as he was sweating like you would in church, sweating, and finally got it down to claim the 2010 champion. And here comes the trophy. The champion is entering the building with a small parade as the traveling trophy, which everybody's wife loves to get rid of. The defending champion has entered the building, and Daddy, we will get a chance to talk to him momentarily here, but you have heard that he is fired up to break last year's record.
He thinks, and I think maybe there was some minor drug use or perhaps a lot of drinking going on when he said this, but he thinks he can do 20. If he can do 20, then I think he would rival, I don't know about Chestnut, but I certainly think he would rival Eater X in the second place competition in the Nathan's Hot Dog Eater. And the Black Widow, Sonia Thomas, will be joined by her shortly as well.
Danny, let's have a quick chat with the champion, and you can talk to him and get his thoughts about coming back in. How you feeling? It's been a year. Have you been practicing?
Every day.
Does the championship ever get old?
No.
Being a champion's good for you, isn't it?
It's good. I get recognized from one end of the county to the other.
How did you prepare for the defense of your title? Because you came up just short 2 years ago. You climbed the summit last year. You're at the mountaintop. How did you prepare for this year?
I cheated. I chug a lot of water.
You actually think that you could put down 20 hot dogs, knowing that last year that 15 made everybody still here really kind of ill?
I want 20, but I think 18 is possible.
18 would be more than a record, Daddy. What do you think?
Well, more competitors continue to roll in. You know what? If he says he can do it, who am I to doubt him? I think he gets 18 today. Pug Bertrand has entered the building. He's not afraid. He has not signed a piece of paper yet. But will he step up to the plate and be the man that I think that he is?
Eric, you're Joey Chestnut. Pug is Kobayashi. He held the title for a long time. What do you think about staring down your main competitor?
Can we arrest him now?
It could be a battle of the end. Eric, thanks for being back. Good luck today.
You betcha.
That's your defending champion, Eric Holland. 15 dogs. 15 dogs as we're here at the Hilltop Mall. Folks, come up and join us. We've got more folks signing up. We want to thank Carrie and the gang at Troutman's for their help. And we also want to thank the rest of our sponsors, and we've got a ton of them that have helped us out here at the mall, and we'll tell you about those as well. We've got a big prize package. The fans starting to roll in. And again, as soon as we get everybody signed in, registered, get them their T-shirts, get them their prize packs, get them seated, we'll get things going. It'll be a few minutes left, but we still have a lot of competitors that are seating right now. But we've got a lot of new competitors. We've got a couple of guys that have been in this before, and we talked about it yesterday. We want to welcome back Bob Hamer of the Grand Island Independent. I think something has happened in the last 24 hours that will give him more inspiration, a Chicago Cubs victory.
Yeah, something that you don't see very often, so maybe that can push Bob further than he's ever has been. It was impressive. Bob, I think, 8.75, Bob, is that what you did? 8.75?
He was close to 10. I don't know if it was 8.75 or 9, but he did an outstanding job. And we're going to let you know, everybody that is in the competition today, the trophy has arrived, Daddy, and that is what we are vying for today, plus well over $200 in gifts for the champion here today. We've come a long way since the parking lot where it was 90 degrees and about as humid as it is today, and it took its toll.
Yes, and the pile left in the parking lot that day on the north side of the building was about 105 degrees.
When we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Daddy will talk to the three-time champion, but not the defending champion, Pug Bertrand. We're live at the Hilltop Mall. Come join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, on this Friday, our annual hot dog eating contest.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Murphy, where the heck are those reports?
Oh, that stuff? Didn't do them.
What?
Don't worry, it's cool. I scored this delicious BK breakfast muffin sandwich from Burger King this morning.
Your point?
The BK breakfast value menu has tasty choices starting at just a buck each, like the savory sausage biscuit. A decision that smart gives me license to be super dumb.
Murphy!
Offset your stupid with the BK breakfast value menu at Burger King, with lots of tasty choices starting at just a buck each, like Seattle's best coffee. It's a very smart move. Price and participation may vary.
Welcome back to the Spelling Bee competition.
The word is Bacon Cheddar Ranch Tender Crisp.
What's the definition?
A sandwich from Burger King featuring a juicy chicken filet, two slices of cheddar cheese, crispy bacon, lettuce, tomato, and onion. It's topped off with a bacon ranch sauce all in a corn-dusted bun.
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
Keep your mitts off my Bacon Cheddar Ranch Tender Crisp.
T-A-S-T-Y. Bacon Cheddar Ranch Tender Crisp.
Hurry into Burger King today and try the limited-time-only Bacon Cheddar Ranch Tender Crisp. It's always the right answer. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
No matter how you say it.
Listen up! Goodbye, home run!
Oh, boy, did he get this one.
No!
Get it. On its way and gone.
Back! Good!
One thing is for certain. Balls will be flying out of Chase Field in Phoenix on Monday night.
It's the Major League Baseball Home Run Derby, Monday night at 7 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For today, skies becoming partly cloudy, breezy south winds, a high of 88. Tonight, a slight chance of an isolated shower or storm, partly to mostly cloudy, 69. Saturday, a slight chance of a storm, breezy, and 90. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, 75.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from the Hilltop Mall every first Friday after the hot dog contest, the Friday after the 4th of July. We are here at the Hilltop Mall for the Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest. We want to thank all the competitors. We see a lot of new faces here. We see a lot of professional eaters here as well. We see folks that have eaten cupcakes, Twinkies, shrimp, pizza, salad bar champions. We've seen some folks that are, well, there's Tyler McNitt, the Rocky Mountain Oyster Eating Champion of Central Nebraska. We have got so many folks here today that are ready to chow down on Troutman's quality hot dogs. And right now, Big Daddy is going to talk to our three-time champion who was upset last year in Pug Bertrand to get his thoughts. Daddy?
Yeah, we are pleased to be joined by a three-time champion here. He still says that he will not do this one more time in his life, but Pug, we just appreciate you showing up. And he's a huge sideshow, much like Kobayashi was. We will not have him arrested, though. Your thoughts as you stand and watch?
Well, what we tried to do is after last year, after I lost all my sponsors, and we tried to put a last-minute thing together. And, with the economy the way it is right now, I just couldn't get the sponsorship that I needed to be in here. But I got my two proteges here, Timmy and Drew. They're my Tommy the Machine Gun, like in Rocky IV. and now, yeah, officially retired.
Oh, we have breaking. We've breaking news. Pug Bertrand has withdrawn, or he just never entered.
Well, and I don't think this is a Brett Favre deal. I don't think there's any wavering this time. It sounds pretty official that he's had it and he's done with this competition. Three times, something that you can take to your grave. There's never been another three-time winner of this event.
No, there hasn't. And, you know, I wish Holen the best here. Maybe he can be a four-timer, and we'll see what he can do.
Obviously, before you go, I'd like to have a little maybe over-the-top moment. Can you give me an over-the-top moment for fans out there of the movie?
I like to drive trucks, eat hot dogs, and arm wrestle. That's what I like to do. That's what I do best. If anything gets in my way, I'll break their arm.
Daddy, does the three-time champion have any advice for our competitors today?
Yeah, what is the number one thing you've got to do in this competition if you are going to be one of the last remaining competitors still eating?
Pace yourself,
and you know, you talk to other people. My rule is don't stop. Once you stop, it seems to be the wall goes up, and you do not get through it.
Daddy, let's have you run down Skip Berry of the Tri-City Storm. He ate earlier this week, and let's see what his confidence is. We've had folks that have eaten 22 pieces of pizza during a lunch buffet at one of the pizza's joints throughout central Nebraska. They came to the hot dog competition, and it just wasn't for them. You can watch video of Skip Berry on carneyhub.com of Blank versus the World, of his Qdoba double chowing down earlier this week. Can a guy recover and be in two competitions in 1 week?
Skip 6 pounds of burritos in 5 minutes. A little different competition where you got 30 minutes. Your thoughts heading in?
I don't know if I like my chances, to be honest with you. I'm looking at these guys, and I'm thinking I'm outmatched. This guy looks like he's a terror.
Well, there's a lot of terrors here. Mason Brodeen with us, Josh Rohde with us, a couple former Lopers. Mason Brodeen just got back from a NASCAR challenge where he's trying to make a pit crew. We're going to be joined by him in just a second as well, Doug.
Also, we're going to talk to James Pointer from the Nebraska Danger. Of course, a lot of folks remember him from his playing days in college and now with the Danger. We've got, we're going to be giving away some Danger footballs today as well. And we want to thank everyone that has shown up here today and our sponsors, including Vero Wireless, GNC, CR Toys, the Hilltop Mall, of course, Troutman's Quality Meats, Danger Football, Culligan, Tri-City Storm, among some of our very many sponsors here at the Hot Dog Eating Contest. Don't get too close to the speaker over here, Tony, or we're going to get some feedback. But I know you've got Mason Brodeen, and you want to chat with him about what has happened. The former UNK player, is he actually going to be a NASCAR guy?
Are you going to be that NASCAR guy?
Hey, you know, if it pays good.
You're still waiting, obviously, for the lockout. Nobody's heard anything. If you did not get drafted, agent just tells you to be patient. Is that what you're hearing right now?
Pretty much. I'm just waiting, trying to stay ready.
Hurry and wait. That's what you got to do. We got you involved in this. Obviously, people like to see some former Lopers come out. You and Josh decided to do it when I called you yesterday. Your thoughts entering this competition?
Hey, Rohde's the ringer. I don't know how well I'm going to do, but he's got a good shot of winning.
Is there a goal for you? Have you set a mark that you think you can get to?
Oh, like 5 or 6. I'm not a good eater.
He says 5 or 6, Doug. Fair enough. I think that's a – you know what? You do 5 or 6 in this
competition. I just hope we got enough hot dogs. I'm going to throw that out right now. Let's face it, Daddy. Yesterday we're thinking we got 4 or 5 people, and we've got like 25 people that have showed up. It's a record number here at the Doug and Daddy Annual Hot Dog Eating Contest.
Well, I got to think we'll separate some of them right away. So it's one of those things. So we'll get the competition started. What do we got, about 5 minutes till we begin?
Yeah, we're getting ready here. James Pointer from the Nebraska Danger is with us. Daddy, the Danger in their first season. This guy looks like he might be able to eat some food too.
James, thanks for stopping, by the way, and welcome to Doug and Daddy, your first hot dog eating contest ever.
Yes, definitely. Just trying. I hope I do the best I can. I don't know. I think I'm going to go for about 6 to 8.
6 to 8, James says. James, your overall thoughts on the Danger in the first season. Did you enjoy it?
It was a great time, great atmosphere over there in the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Sold out 3 or 4 games. Arena football is an exciting sport. If you ever get a chance, get over and try and catch a game next year.
James, thanks so much. We'll get you a hot dog here shortly, and thanks for coming over.
All right, Daddy, we're getting close. The gals are preparing the buns. I mean, what's better than that? You're preparing to say your world-famous line to get this competition started. We've got young kids. We've got old men. We've got ladies here in the competition as well. And in just a couple of moments, we're going to introduce the folks that are here in the competition as they set the dogs out. Daddy, it's a world of sports. We'll talk more about it coming up later on. But today it's all about the hot dogs. Anything that needs to be talked about besides this hot dog eating contest?
No, if I don't have to hear about Derek Jeter still 2 hits away from 3,000. No Yankees ever done that?
Not played their whole career. They have got their 3,000th hit with being with the Yankees or played with the Yankees. No one's played their whole career with the Yankees and gotten 3,000 hits. That's because they buy their players.
Well, but they've had some pretty good players over the years. That was a remarkable statistic when I heard that not one player. I mean, you think of all the great Yankees. There's been a lot of great ones, and none of them have done that with the Yankees. So other than that, I don't need to hear about that for the next 5 games.
More preseason award watch lists have come out today. 3 Husker football players honored this morning for the Bronco Nagurski and Outland Trophy. Jared Crick was named to both watch lists, while Levante David and Alfonso Denner joined Crick on the Nagurski Trophy list. The Outland Trophy, top interior lineman in the country, and the Nagurski Trophy to the nation's top defensive player. And it's weird to know that Jared Crick's going to be in the running for that.
Well,
not that he's not a good man, just that we know him. We've known him for a long time, and he's come on the show numerous times, and he's leading this Husker defense.
A lot of attention. A lot of attention starting to be, you know, you're going to continue to hear 3 big names on that defense, along with Lance Thorell. He'll start getting his name mentioned on watch lists all over.
Let's take a break, and when we come back, we're ready to dive in to the 30 minutes that is the Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest. You'll get a couple more comments from a couple of our competitors, and we'll do it when we come back here on ESPN Radio Live from the Hilltop Mall. Come and join us on this Friday.
The Summer Home Organization event is going on now at the Home Depot with low prices on the things you need to contain the clutter. Like clear 56-quart totes at a new lower price of just $5.97 each. They're big enough to stow just about anything, and they're clear so you can see what you stowed when it's time to find it again. An organized home begins with a trip to the Home Depot and 56-quart totes for just $5.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, failure is not an option. Because failure to trap dirt is not an option for your engine. That's why Fram filters are tested beyond any conditions you'll ever encounter, proven beyond any limits you'll ever push. From the Fram Extra Guard air filter to the Fram Tough Guard oil filter that traps 99% of dirt, Fram's tough technology helps keep miles of wear and tear off your engine. You count on your engine to run right, so it's counting on you to choose the right filter. Fram. Don't fail your engine. Find the right filters at Fram.com.
This day in sports, July 8th, 1941, back when players actually cared about the All-Star Game. 23-year-old Ted Williams handed the National League a bitter All-Star Game loss with a 2-out. Bottom of the ninth, 3-run blast that nearly made it all the way out of Briggs Stadium in Detroit. Chicago's Claude Puiseau was on the mound.
Paso pitches, Williams swings, there's a high drive, going deep, deep. It is a home run against the tip top of the right field stand.
And that's what happened this day in sports.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
For today, skies becoming partly cloudy, breezy south winds, a high of 88. Tonight, a slight chance of an isolated shower or storm, partly to mostly cloudy, 69. Saturday, a slight chance of a storm, breezy, and 90. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, 79.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation, moments away from the annual, and you know, we just don't put a number in front of it anymore, the annual Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest. The dogs are being put on the table. Daddy's going to go get a word here with Spencer Schubert of NTV. He and Dave Greek are getting ready to eat some hot dogs here, and you'll actually see video evidence on our website and on NTV coming up on Sunday night, but you know, I've seen him ride dirt bikes. I've seen him get knocked out. I've seen him try and stand up on roller skates. I've seen him shoot guns and not hit anything. I know there's a lot of things that he's done already. Daddy, this could be the toughest challenge of them all.
Well, he issued it on Sunday night to both you and I, and neither one of us will challenge Spencer. So sorry, Spence, on that, but welcome. Welcome and congratulations on all the stuff you attempt to do, and whether you accomplish it or not, it's fun for everybody to watch.
Well, this is definitely another attempt, to say the least, and I did issue a challenge, so I feel left out that we're not getting Doug and Daddy at the tables here.
But we will have we'll work on another challenge, maybe later tonight.
Okay, we can work on that.
After hours challenge. Spence, do you have a goal for today?
You know, I'm thinking 10. I'm sitting two seats away from the reigning champ, so that kind of makes me a little uneasy, to say the least. But I'm going to go for 10.
Well, you'll be uneasy after you watch him down the 12th one, I have a feeling. It'll be uneasy for everybody here.
Oh, it'll be funny. We'll get him on TV, too, so we at least see what a good eater does.
Well, we're looking forward to that. We're looking forward to Sunday night on NTV.
The Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Challenge. We're here from 11 to 1. Again, the rules. Eat as many hot dogs as you can in 30 minutes. We've got about 26 competitors. As soon as the gals tell me that we're ready, are all the hot dogs ready to go? The hot dogs are ready. The counters are ready. Everybody's getting ready to go. Sam and Nat, are they ready? 6 and 9 years old, ready to eat some hot dogs. We're going to get them started, and then we'll tell you who's all in the competition. It used to be we got to make up all kinds of things like that George, whatever his name is, does in New York City and be funny, but we've got so many competitors, it's hard to tell what all of these folks are doing. Daddy, your thoughts, your last bit of advice before we get going.
Well, special guest Sonia Thomas has just stopped by. Sonia, how do you do it?
I focus, and I focus harder. I don't know, it was focus, and I focus just more. Focus, focus, focus.
Thank you, Sonia.
You do a great job on getting those interviews. The women's champion from this year. All right, folks. Are we ready to go? Ladies and gentlemen, it's 30 minutes. Best of luck to you. Daddy, give the official start.
Gentlemen, lady, and children, please grab your wieners.
And we're off in the annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. Best of luck, folks. We've got our scorekeepers trying to do their best, marking it down at every table, as we have got so many folks here competing today. And let us start with Josh Rohde and Kelly Cooksley, Hoban Miller, and I apologize if I miss a couple of the names here, folks, Gavin Erickson, Nick Stadler, Devin Benson is our female competitor here this year, Tyler McNitt, Bob Hamer, Derek Coe, Mason Brodeen, of course, our young competitors, the youngest ever, Sam Luther at 6 years old, and his brother Nat at 9 years old. And Sam, the younger one, is the one talking smack all week, saying how he's going to take his brother down. And we'll find out. Dave Greek, of course, and Spencer Schubert from NTV. Steve Johansson, Spencer, Zach Whitlow, Philip Lee, Skip Berry from the Tri-City Storm. Mark is with us. I don't have a last name. Eric Holland, of course, our defending champion. Drew Cordy, Austin, and Tim, and James Pointer, as we talked to from the Nebraska Danger. Chris Reed and Eric Albers are the names that I have on the list here, and they are all underway eating wieners, and Daddy will be roaming the crowd trying to do his best to pick up who's in the lead. We see some ketchup being thrown. We've seen some mustard being thrown. We've had Miracle Whip before. We've had relish before, but I don't see any other foreign substances so far. And Daddy, What are you seeing out there so far here in our first 2 minutes?
Well, nobody's just taking a gigantic lead and got three of them down or anything. Everybody's just pretty much maintaining a pace, including the defending champion, Eric Holen. He's on his going to be his third hot dog here shortly. So everybody's right there, though, with him at this table, and I think this should be a great competition. It always goes pretty smooth about the first 10, 12 minutes, and then and then the old prison wall goes up.
Yeah, we hit that 15-minute mark, and we tell them how much time is left, and they go, what are you talking about? And that's what's going on right now. But you kind of got the defending champion.
Hoban Miller is now on his third, maybe the early lead here.
Hoban Miller has put down three. You never know. That's the thing. Eric Holen has been going up against Pug Bertrand. He doesn't know necessarily who his competition is going to be here today. So the pace will be very important in the annual hot dog eating contest. Again, here at the Hilltop Mall, stop up and see us. We'd love to have you be a part of it here. And we will be here until 1. We will wrap up this portion of the contest right about 12 noon. We got started at about 11:30. We give them 30 minutes. Again, the record is 15 in a very disgusting fashion. It was 15 last year, but Eric Holen did take the big trophy. And, of course, we've got the big traveling trophy right here up front with us. And you'll get the $200 plus of gift certificates and prize package that we have. And, again, want to thank the entire staff here at the radio station, all the folks that are volunteering to take care of the hot dogs, get everything that we needed here. Every year it's something new. And, of course, the folks that we found that knew how to count. And I noticed, Daddy, that you're not counting.
Now, Spencer Schubert now on his, Skip Berry on his fourth hot dog. So he's the one maybe taking the early lead here.
So Skip and Hoban, and Spencer's on his third. Eric Holen is right there.
James just starting his fourth. James, so our danger player, James Pointer, coming through early.
Just to give you a little idea of where we're at, we're getting close to the four-minute mark. So we're not really going. We're on a dog-a-minute pace right now for some of these guys. And that's the key. If you want to win it, I've seen him get way out to that lead, and over the last 2 minutes you're just trying to force down two or three more hot dogs.
Yeah, once, you know, I think about six is where you start to separate people. People are going to either right there or they're going to go further, and then once they get to 9 or 10, there's another gap between those that go on.
250 dogs could be devoured here today by our competitors and all the folks that are on hand here at the Hilltop Mall. We thank them for coming along and being the cheering section. We had cheering sections for the kids. We had cheering section for the defending champion, Eric Holen. Had a cheering section for Devin, our lady that is taking care of the dogs here today as well. And so we would love to have you be a part of what we're doing here at the Hilltop Mall. We'll take a break and be back with more and give you an update after this first 5 minutes, after this timeout.
All I can think about. I'm seeing pizzas everywhere.
Maybe it was that hypnotist at Karen's party.
Mm-mm.
Remember, he convinced Karen she was a bear and she was attacking people for days.
Oh, that cheesy crunch. We need to stop at the next gas station.
Whoa, you're starting to act like a bear now too, so you need to relax it.
Doritos Pizza Chips. The hunger you can't explain.
A Rhino Man is surrounded by an air of confidence and grill smoke. A Rhino Man carries an emergency set of seasonings, just in case. And a Rhino Man would never, ever grill with anything other than an always cleaned and always leak-tested Blue Rhino. So, what kind of man are you? It's not just propane. It's Blue Rhino.
With over 45,000 locations nationwide, a ready-to-grill tank is always nearby. Visit BlueRhino.com.
Hey everybody, Doug Duda here for Misco's in Kearney. Baseball and softball may have hit the midway point of the year, but it's certainly not over. And that's why Misco's wants me to tell you about their baseball blowout going on now. Take 40% off clubs, bat bags, pants, catchers and umpires gear. Little League baseball and girls softball bats are 40% off too. Also check out this year's supply of Legion baseball bats, only $50 each while supplies last. Don't wait, it's the baseball blowout going on now at the new Misco's. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney. Tell them Doug and Daddy sent you.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Major League Baseball's All-Star Game. Baseball's best meet at Chase Field in Phoenix.
Way back, there it goes!
With home field in the World Series on the line and more teams than ever in contention.
Home run! A grand slam!
This year, it gets serious.
Major League Baseball's All-Star Game, Tuesday, beginning at 6:30 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For today, sky's becoming partly cloudy, breezy south winds, a high of 88. Tonight, a slight chance of an isolated shower or storm, partly to mostly cloudy, 69. Saturday, a slight chance of a storm, breezy, and 90. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now, 79.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're back here at the Hilltop Mall with the annual hot dog eating contest. And Daddy, we are approaching the 8-minute mark. You're going to the scoreboard. What do we have?
Well, on this first table, Gavin has taken the early lead. He is on his 7th hot dog right now.
Gavin Erickson,
and I think
7.
Several people on 6. Several people on 6 and 5. Hoban's on 5. Hoban's falling. The pace is not where Hoban once was. He's finished 5. He's on 6. But our champion over here is done with 6.
Eric's on number 6 right now.
So the early lead.
But he seems comfortable.
Goes to Gavin.
He seems very comfortable right now. He knows his pace. He's taking it one bite at a time. The one thing that I have seen, though, is that Spencer Schubert was the first one to have the meat sweats. He was the first one to use the plate as a fan. Daddy, I want to send you into the crowd. We've got some dignitaries with us as well. We've got Kearney High's all-time block shot king here in the crowd today, and Chris Ruskowski. I was just wondering his thoughts as he watches a lot of his friends and former teammates here.
9 minutes gone, Doug, and I feel like with this stopwatch around my neck, I'm that fat track coach. You know, there's always like 4 fat track coaches walking around. Riz, your thoughts. Who are you cheering for today?
I got to go for my boy, Ty. I'm hoping he can put more hot dogs down than he can get hits in co-ed softball the last 3 games.
Oh, I heard
he's
Tyler
already surpassed
at the plate in that E-division. The pitchers bring it, though.
Nasty knuckleballs in co-ed. Nasty knuckleballs.
0-for-5 again last night, our friend Ty. I heard it was just an abysmal performance. None of them even left the infield.
That is true. That is correct what you heard.
Now that has to hurt his psyche and his focus right now, so we should probably, you know, turn the attention.
No. Let's embarrass him.
Coaching. It was definitely coaching last night. Daddy, we are approaching the 1/3 mark. We are 10 minutes into the 30 minutes. Now, just think, guys, we could have been done. If we'd have done the New York contest, we'd have been done right now, and Gavin would have been the leader. But it probably would have made you do something different because we would have ate a little bit faster. And I love these guys that are doing a great job out here trying to force the hot dogs down. Our little guys, Sam and Nat, they didn't stop at 1. They're still going over there. Daddy, what's the latest?
Well, right now I got to think that are you full? Are you too full?
No. Yes.
One yes, one no. One yes, one no. The older one's saying I'm done. The younger one's saying I'm going on.
The younger one controls the house tonight.
Good. Our defending champ feeling good? You like where you're at right now? 2 thumbs up. 2 thumbs up from Eric Holen right now at the 1/3 mark.
Doug,
Gavin, how you feeling?
Got an okay.
A-okay, he says a-okay right now as another plate of hot dogs goes down.
To our competitors, if you need another water, just raise your hand. We'll get it over to you. If we're all of a sudden running down on a plate of hot dogs in front of you, give us the circle sign. We'll try and get some more over to you here at our Doug and Daddy annual hot dog eating contest. Bob Hamer is continuing to mow down.
Yeah, Robert, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good at the moment.
Right at the moment, no one's just
totals.
Opted out right now. So we're 1/3 of the way done.
Let's
we go to the leaderboard. Eric Holen on his seventh.
He's on his seventh.
Otherwise, we're people on their sixth. People on their sixth. Gavin, what's Gavin on? Gavin is on his eighth, so still in the lead. We're almost a 12-minute mark. Where Gavin's still got a one hot dog lead right now. Skip, how are you? He's on. Skip is on seven. So Skip is on seven. Hoban is on seven.
Danny, I've realized over the years that everybody that comes into this competition has taken a different approach. Either they eat the night before, they eat a little breakfast, they don't eat for a whole day. Maybe they go out and have too much fun the night before, so they have that college-like appetite. Nothing seems to stand out, though, in strategy.
One of our younger competitors, Austin, I think, has decided to throw in the towel.
Uh-oh.
Austin, not feeling well at this point?
Yeah, I ate too much for breakfast.
Ate a little too much breakfast. He's thrown in the towel after three.
Austin is the first one out of the competition.
After four. I didn't want to short him a dog. He's done with four, so good for him.
Doug and Daddy shows Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation at the Hilltop Mall. All of our competitors here in the annual hot dog eating contest, thank you to them. Well, we've been talking about this. We do it every July at this time. We've done it a long time. The three-time champion, Pug Bertrand, announcing his retirement from the sport of competitive hot dog eating earlier today, which meant defending champion Eric Holen has psychologically already destroyed him as a man. He took him down by a half dog last year. He made him retire from the sport of competitive eating. Maybe in the future we'll do it twice a year and we'll have something like shrimp or crab legs or something else that I know Pug Bertrand would get back into the competition for. Daddy, do you ever see Pug coming out of retirement after having his manhood stolen away from him last year?
For crab legs, yes, I would see Pug coming out of retirement. Crab legs or shrimp, either one, I think we would see Pug Bertrand return to competitive eating.
Daddy, how are our football players doing, not only from UNK, but from the danger?
James, are you feeling okay? That wall's starting to build up. the wall's starting to go up, and we're nearly halfway through, a minute and 20 seconds from being halfway through our competition. Skip continues to go. He's got a one-dog lead over James right now, our female competitor, our lone female competitor in the competition. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay.
She's feeling okay so far, a minute away now from halfway through this 30-minute competition.
Got a lot of texts, a lot of emails this morning. Are you full? Do you have enough people? I said, keep bringing them. I hope we don't have too many. This is a great crowd. And I think a lot of it had to do is, how'd you feel when you got up this morning? How'd you feel? Did you feel like going and shoving 15 hot dogs down your gullet, five hot dogs down your gullet, or just two? It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. And a lot of people made that decision this morning.
What a great turnout. Thank you to everybody that turned out. What a great event. Yesterday, I know you, like you said, we were a little bit of panic mode. Did we lose our touch this year? I mean, we thought we were up to 13 or 14 listeners, and then we thought, well, maybe we're just down to seven or eight again. But
well, hey. And again, as we reach the halfway point, and I want to get an update on every table, Daddy, here in just a second. We want to thank Jesse and Michaela and Melissa and Stacy and Craig, obviously the boss of the radio station, but especially Spence, the gals who've done a great job of organizing this and helping us out.
Over.
Spencer Schubert still going. He is five dogs in. He's still rolling. And, Daddy, we are halfway home. That's the 15-minute mark, folks. We are halfway home. Give me the leader at each table, Daddy. What do we got? Start with the defending champion.
Finished eight.
Our defending champion just finished eight. Gavin is on his 10th. So right now, an early lead. Gavin is on his 10th. Hoban looks to have... He's on his 8th. You're still holding all right? Derek, how are you feeling?
I'm doing horrible.
Derek's doing horrible.
Yep.
Derek has hit a wall.
Daddy, we will continue to monitor how our hot dog eaters are doing here and crown a champion with, of course, the new trophy that we brought in last year. The Big Wiener also is presented the Golden Bucket, which we realized after Melody Pettit's reversal a couple of years ago, we needed more trash cans and buckets nearby. We have had, to our knowledge, three reversals that we've seen, only one during the competition, which Melody was... famous for. The best part was I had my back to that, and Daddy, of course, full frontal view of the reversal. We've also had a couple of competitors afterwards not make it all the way home, so that's fun, too.
Yeah, the trash cans are on both sides of our competition, by the way, just for your information.
Dave Creek has went to the jumping up and down. He's doing a little Joey Chestnut over there, trying to shake him down.
Well, our youngest competitor is done. Sam has thrown in the towel as well. He said no more. No more. We thank both of you guys for coming out and being our youngest competitors ever.
They got a little gift card to see our toys. How many did they eat?
Two for Sam and a one and a half. One and a half. So we're looking forward to having you guys again, okay? Come back again and see us next year. Thanks for coming, and I think we got a gift card for you.
Yeah, we do. Thanks, guys. Good job. You can hang out as long as you want. And don't be begging Dad for ice cream later either. You're full. You're full. No food the rest of the day. We are at the 17-minute mark here in our Doug and Daddy hot dog eating competition. Daddy, it's, again, as usual, at this point, it's still close among the top. We hit that 20-minute mark. That's where they continue to fall off. How do you see the field right now?
Yeah, some of these people starting to go down. Our boys from NTV both on their sixth dog right now, in the middle of their sixth dog. So keeping maintaining the pace with each other at this point. Our defending champ continues to chug on. So does Gavin, though. Gavin with a full dog and a half lead right now as we enter the 17th, almost the 18th minute now. 12 minutes remaining. 12 minutes remaining in the competition. Chris has thrown in the towel. We've got another. We've thrown in the towel here. How are you holding up?
Eight.
We're on seven or eight over here. So we got some people that are separated from the pack. Our Nebraska Danger football player, how's he holding up? I'm getting a head shake and a big smile.
James Pointer is trying to hit that goal, and then we're seeing more drinking of the water provided by Culligan. We want to thank them as one of our many sponsors here today as well.
How's our football players? Our football players not doing well.
Hey Tony, why don't you look at the piece of paper and tell us how many they got?
Tyler is on his ninth dog right now. Gavin, though, just finished number 10. 10 is done, and he may be done. Yeah, no, Gavin says he's not done.
I think
Kelly,
he's
how's our coach from the area? Kelly's on his eighth dog. So we got nine, we got 10, nine, we've got eight here at this table. Our defending champion, I think he's on his ninth dog right now. He's on his 10th, so he's narrowed the gap and brought the pack back together. We'll see if he can continue to do that as only 11 minutes, remain.
He's like that racehorse that won that one race this year in the Triple Crown. He just lurks back, and we see what happens.
Hoban has slowed the pace from what he was on. He's on his eighth. Tim's on his sixth or seventh. He's done with six and is on his seventh. So we got about five or six guys that are kind of separating right now. Skip, where does Skip?
He has stood up. He has stood up to shake a little bit down. He doesn't want the leg to fall asleep. Again, the man who ate 2 3-pound burritos, correct?
In five minutes. That is impressive.
Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest here at the Hilltop Mall. We want to thank everybody that is competing. We want to thank all the sponsors. Again, the Tri-City Storm, Nebraska Danger, also GNC, Viero Wireless, CR Toys, among our many, many sponsors. As we are located here at the Hilltop Mall, we're in the entrance right across from Snickerdoodles here. And I'm going to give me a cookie here in a little bit as well, as we love the folks at Snickerdoodles. And it's also kind of the Old Navy entrance is what it says out front here at the Hilltop Mall. If you're searching for us and want to see the end of this, because it won't be long now, we'll have another break and we'll come back and we'll be heading towards the home stretch. Daddy, in the field, what do you got?
Doug, after 10 minutes, I got so many thumbs up. Nobody was really calling it quits. I got no thumbs up from anybody but our defending champ and Gavin. Those are the only two thumbs up. Everybody else is in the middle right now.
Bob Hamer is breathing. We see more breathing going on right now. We've got folks that are just trying to breathe right now. They're trying to catch that breath. Here's where the folks usually make the mistake, saying, I'm going to take a minute break and try again. If you stop, you're going to be in trouble. You can stop. It's not against the rules. And Skip Berry has just thrown in the white flag. Daddy, Skip Berry has went down. He has went down because he wants to feel good the rest of the day. And, Daddy, what was the count?
Skip, you threw in the towel after eight. Just a wall that could not be broken through.
Well, technically it's my anniversary today, so my wife wants to go out to supper, and I figured I better eat something. She didn't like the fact that I'm doing two eating contests in the same week.
It's not very attractive for a lot of wives for some reason.
Well, I ran like a mile yesterday hoping that I'd be hungry today. I think I hit the wall without eating anything last night. So
8 dogs for Skip. Skip, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Danny, we are at the 22-minute mark, so we've got 8 minutes. Can you give me an update before we go to our final break here?
Well, right now, our defending champion, Eric Hohen, is on 11 dogs right now. 11th dog just started. Hoban was leading this table number 2. Tim has tied him up at both at about... Hoban is on his 9th dog. And Hoban got a look. We said, I just finished another one. Give me another mark. So Hoban is on his 9th dog. Gavin, we go to the score table. We've got Gavin at 11. He just started his 12th dog. So
one
Gavin
dog lead.
Technically has a 1-dog lead.
All right, let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, the home stretch of our annual hot dog eating contest and the 2011 champion will be crowned here at the Hilltop Mall. We'll be right back.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
ESPN Superstation Sports Center.
Good afternoon, I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. Hastings 5 Points Bank beat Crete Stop and Shop 10-2 last night out at Duncan Field. The game was called in the 6th inning by the 8-run rule. Blaine Gantz was the winning pitcher. He worked 5 2/3 innings and gave up 2 runs and 6 base hits. He walked 4, struck out 2. Hastings out hit Crete 13-6. Hastings head coach Steve Illingworth.
I'll take that any night. I don't know if we had 13 base hits total on last Saturday and Sunday, but finally the bats came alive. I got to give a lot of credit to Blaine Gantz for going out there and holding them those first 4 innings until we did get some offense going. Because it could have been, we could have been behind very easily because he got in trouble in the first, battled out of it, and then pitched real well until we got some offense going.
Ryan Bender was 3-for-4 at the plate with 3 RBIs and 3 runs scored. Jose Romo was 3-for-4 with 2 triples, 2 RBIs, and 1 run scored. Hastings is now 17-25 in the season. They will play Grand Island Home Federal this afternoon at 2:30 in the first round of the Johnny Hop Tournament. 12:30 KHIS will broadcast beginning with a pregame show at about 2:15. Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes beat Omaha Burke 11-7 yesterday. That in the first round of the Omaha Westside Tournament. Hastings is now 24-15. They'll play Omaha Creighton Prep at 5 o'clock this afternoon. For the second time this week, the Cornhusker League Championship game between Kearney Runza and Lincoln Southwest was rained out last night in Lincoln. That game will not be made up. 87 golfers will compete in the 5 Points Bank Adams County Open this weekend. The 2-day stroke play tournament begins on Saturday at the Lachlan Country Club and concludes on Sunday at the Southern Hills Golf Course. John Smith of Donovan and Sarah Wissing of Hastings won the tournament last year, but neither is playing in this year's events. And former Nebraska quarterback Cody Green told the Lincoln Journal-Star yesterday that USC is among 3 schools heading his list of transfer options. That's sports.
And we are back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Big Daddy, Tony Davis, the entire crew here of ESPN Radio, and of course our producer-engineer Merritt Lawson back at the studios. We want to thank our engineer and man in charge at site, Brad Beam, for taking care of us today as well, and all the gals that are doing a great job feeding the competitors. Daddy, we go back to the field. We are down to 4 minutes. 4 minutes remain in the competition. Is it more than a 2-man race?
No, it's just a 2-man race at this point. I think people had goals maybe to get to 10. Well, Tyler McNinn now on 11. 11, so 11 and 3 quarters for Gavin, and Eric Holen at 12.5. So a half a dog lead for our defending champion, Eric Holen, right now. A half a dog lead.
It's very obvious that the 18 mark that Eric was hoping to attain here today is probably not going to happen. Now he's just trying to win. He's been behind most of the competition, but during the break, he has taken the lead. It could come down to the final minute.
You know, he's been right there, a dog maybe behind, but it's just been a steady pace. Other people have slowed down, Gavin included, but he's still battling back right now at the end of this competition. As we're down to 3 minutes to go, 3 minutes, 10 seconds. Tim's got 8 down. We've got other people on, Tyler McNitt at 11. Mason and Josh Rohde's thrown in the fly. He's done eating. Kelly Cooksley done eating.
Bob Hamer.
Several of our competitors have called it a day here at the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. Hope and Tim, there's a few of them still going. Are you guys feeling all right? They're rolling on, but not feeling great, I don't think.
Now it's all about setting personal best, maybe trying to get something to attain next year. Do better than you've done before. Get that personal best, even though you can't win. That was kind of the story of us.
2.5 minutes remain. We just finished number 12. We're done. We're on number 13. We're on number 13, and we are on number... We're done with 12. We're done with 12 and almost done with 13.
Devin, our lone female competitor, has thrown in the towel here today. We want to thank her for being part of the competition as she's taking it down to just casual time. James Pointer, I think, says this water is so good, and that's all I want, as James has done the job. Tony, we are down to 2 minutes. 2 minutes remain in the competition. Keep an eye on our three folks that still have a chance. It appears to be Gavin Erickson, along with Tyler McNitt, and our defending champion, Eric Holen. And McNitt.
Gavin is on his 13th. Eric Holen is on his 13th now. Is that correct? We're both dead even right now. Gavin has battled back. This is going to come down to the wire for the second year in a row.
A minute 30 remains. And both competitors get up and from across the room stare each other down like Apollo Creed and Rocky Balboa. Creed is Eric Holen. Balboa, a thug from the... Oh, no, wait a minute. Gavin, a big-time comeback, is trying to win this competition, and we are down. We are getting close to the minute mark. Almost there, Daddy. We keep an eye on our final two competitors. And, gentlemen, we have 1 minute remaining in the annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. Daddy will get an interview with the winner.
It's something that comes down to Phelps County, apparently. Gavin Erickson from the Windmill City of Axtell and all the way from the Loomis Holdridge area. It's Eric Holen. Is he going to be able to finish it?
What's our story right now, Daddy? Who has the lead?
Right now, it is neck and neck, both of them with about a third of a dog left as we get down to the bitter end of this competition.
30 seconds
remain.
30 seconds remain. They're both on their 13th hot dog.
They're both on their 13th. And I got to be honest, Gavin Erickson.
Anything that's in your mouth that you can down when the buzzer sounds is what counts. And we are down to 15 seconds to go in the competition. A third
Nine,
of a dog
eight,
lead for Gavin.
Seven. Our champion looks to be going to be unseated by Gavin Erickson
Three,
today.
Three, two, one. It's over. And we've got a new champion. A new champion, Daddy. We'll have to go to the official tally.
A remarkable competition. Now 30 minutes, it can all come down to the end. The second in a row. Right now, the tears have started to come out of Eric Holen's eyes. He's devastated, obviously emotional. Thank God his wife is here to hold him, because no one else would touch him right now. This was very disgusting, Eric, what you were just able to do. Gavin Erickson, our champion.
Did we get 13
we'll get
and a quarter?
Gavin right now.
Did we get 13 and a quarter? Let him settle down, Daddy. Let's get the official total. Was it 13
it
flat?
It was 13 and 12 and 7/8 for Eric Holen is what it came down to. I think the dogs may be a little bit bigger this year than even they were last year. Gavin, your first time in this competition, did you think when you showed up that you had an opportunity to win this?
No.
Did you have fun today?
Yeah.
How do you feel right now?
Don't ask.
It's a miserable feeling, but he's still the champion of this year's 2011 Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Champion. We will have our former champion, Eric Holland, present him with the trophy. And congratulations, Gavin. A victory, victory well-deserved.
Thank you.
A man of few words and a lot of indigestion, all the way from Axtell, Gavin Erickson, as we make him our official winner of the 2011 Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. Daddy, what were some of the other totals out there as the folks finish up their tally here? Let's get a tally on everybody just so the folks know how their friends and coworkers did here today.
Well, the second at the table of our champion, Tyler McNick, came in with 10 full dogs completed and done. And one bite out of the 11th. Kelly, our coach from the area, Kelly Cushley, dominated 8. Josh and Mason, both on their 7th dog, decided to call it quits. At our table number 2, Hoban ends up the competition. Hoban and Tim both with 8 dogs. Everybody else well behind them at table number 2. And then we head over our defending champions table. Spencer and Dave Greek from MTV. Is Dave the champion here?
I got 8 down. He only had 7.
Only 7.
Only 7 for Spencer. So, but a great job nonetheless.
I asked Spencer. I want to know. I want to know.
12 and 7/8. I'm going to 7/8 with Eric. And then you know Bob got 7 down. Who got 9 there?
Zach
got 9 down. Congratulations, Zach. That's a great total. 9.5. 9.5 dogs down for Zach, and you know what? Not a big man, and I mean, not comparatively speaking to other people in this competition. So great job there. Congratulations.
I want to know, Daddy, of course, you'll get to see this on the off-sports segment Sunday night on the 10 o'clock sports on NTV. Spencer, how did this compare to all the other competitions that you've been in, like the skeet shooting, the BMX racing, so many of them out there? How did this compare? Boxing, roller derby?
You know, this is the one competition or segment where I'm going to have to go home, sit down, and recollect myself. So congratulations to the Doug and Daddy Show for making me do that.
Winner! We are Charlie Sheen and NTV here today.
We got our Nebraska diesel player, James Pointer.
Danger.
James, how'd it go?
You know, this is a tough sport right here.
James thinks it's a sport after doing it. Was this your first competition really ever?
Yep, first one ever.
James finished with what? James finished with 7, Skip with 8 at this table. So we had a lot of people in the 7-8 range, and the people that pushed past that, really 2 people stood apart again this year. Last year it was our friend Pug Bertrand and Eric Holland. This year it was Gavin Erickson and Eric Holland, and it came down to
a quarter of a dog again.
A quarter of a dog again, Doug.
Daddy, as you said, the dogs might have been just a tad bit bigger, but we were just a little bit below last year's pace where Eric Holland had to put down 15 dogs to win that competition. And a lot of the competitors have already tried to go outside, maybe find some air conditioning, and get home and do what they need to do as far as take a nap or get some Pepto-Bismol in them.
Yeah, nobody really sticking around. I think everybody wants to get up and try and move around a little bit. I think our youngest competitors maybe deserve one of these.
Yeah, if they're still...
Where are the Luther boys at?
Did they skedaddle? No, they're still here. The Luther boys.
There you go. How about a Nebraska Danger football for you guys?
There we go. Our youngest competitors, the brothers Luther, 6 and 9 years old, Sam and Nat. Again, thank you to all 25 competitors that we had here today, if I counted
that
up right.
Thanks, Steve, for coming. Appreciate it.
It is the most competitors that we've ever had. Round of applause for our champion here today and Gavin Erickson. And thank you to everyone that competed in the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Contest. I know we can't tell you right now to be back next year because you don't feel like it, but 360 days from now, we'll see if we can get you back in here. Daddy continues to roam the crowd, and he has tracked down our runner-up this year. Now, again, Daddy, runner-up 2 of the last 3 years, champion last year. He's always in the money. You want to put him in your exacta box at all times, but you're with the second-place finisher here this year in Eric Holland.
Eric, it was not to be today. 18, a little unobtainable. Once I think you got to 9, you probably realized that.
Yeah, I was getting the yo-yos at 9.
Not feeling good from 9 on. When did you realize Gavin may be too much today? when he caught up at 12. That was tough.
Yeah,
Eric, you thought maybe you had it at one time, and Gavin battled back and caught you, and then obviously the wall had been hit.
Oh yeah.
Hey, Daddy,
it was done.
Last year, Eric and Pug never really looked at each other. When Gavin stood up, Eric stood up, and then you could kind of see where each other was in the competition, and that's when he came back and took the lead. Was that the exact point you knew it was all over?
When he done that last one, I couldn't do it. I tried to swallow it, but it wouldn't have been pretty.
Well, we appreciate you coming over. We appreciate you bringing the trophy back, and congratulations. Second year that you've been runner-up in this competition, defending champion. Obviously emotional. Good to have your wife with us and a little one.
Well, you might want to disinfect it because I slept with that trophy every night.
We're very proud of that trophy. Very proud of that trophy. Sleeping with it every night. Yes, we will rub that down with Clorox product.
We will take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show special two-hour edition today from the Hilltop Mall in Kearney, where their sidewalk sales are going on at the Hilltop Mall all weekend long. So come up and enjoy the great specials at all of their stores. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, we're here until 1 o'clock as we clean up the remains from the 2011 hot dog contest. We still have some hot dogs left here. If the crowd that is amassed wants to get another hot dog or wants to get a hot dog, you're sure welcome. Come on up. We're going to take a break. Back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio after this.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.